You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Do you regret past mistakes you have made? Life can never be relived, but Jesus Christ died to take away your guilt.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God of grace and God of comfort, in thy love and mercy, strengthen and encourage all who turn to thee with a repentant heart. By thy Spirit, help us to set our values, goals, and priorities with thee in mind. Enable our doubting hearts to believe that our sins have been paid for on the cross of Calvary. Empower us, O Lord, to trust in thee for strength and salvation. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Newspapers frequently contain sensational front-page stories. Recently, one told about a college co-ed who turned to prostitution in order to pay her bills. She later confessed that after only 1 week, she was so racked with guilt, she began to realize she was going to have a tough time getting into heaven. Individuals involved in illicit sex are frequently mercilessly plagued with constant guilt. But immorality is not the only thing which binds people with a torturous chain of a disturbed conscience. A well-known psychologist asked listeners to his radio series to list the most frustrating aspects of parenthood. To his surprise, he learned that many parents today are struggling most with the fear and the guilt that they are making serious mistakes in raising their children. Perhaps you are one of those parents. Countless thousands of mothers and fathers live each day with the feeling of parental failure. A good barometer reflecting the pressures of guilt shared by countless American citizens is the number of those who have voluntarily paid back taxes. The United States government has received over $3.5 billion from guilt-ridden citizens seeking to ease their conscience by paying for cheating on their back taxes. The money is placed in the United States government's conscience fund and later transferred to the National Treasury. Yes, it would take hours to list all of the ways in which individuals today are plagued by past mistakes and poor judgments. As you listen to this broadcast, no doubt you could also tell of mistakes you have made in your own life, which have tortured your conscience and burdened you with the weight of lingering guilt. Cheating on income tax, constantly skipping church, contributing to a divorce, speeding on the highway, cheating in school, greedy over the family inheritance, unpaid bills, evil thoughts, dirty jokes,
disobeying parents, of which we are especially mindful on this Mother's Day. Each of these actions and hundreds more often catch up to us and have the power to torment our conscience without end. They frequently become burdens and disrupt our lives, and all too often the realization that life cannot be relived and mistakes cannot be undone leads us to depression and deep despair. If you are struggling under the burden of guilt because of past sins and mistakes, listen to the words of hope recorded in God's holy word, the Bible, which says, Jesus has forgiven you all your transgressions, all your sins. He has canceled out your certificate of death. Jesus has taken your debt of sin out of the way. It was nailed to the cross. Yes, indeed, it seems so odd and unusual that the death of a man on a wooden cross 2,000 years ago could give anyone today peace of mind and a clear conscience. When we sin, our conscience automatically tells us that we indeed deserve punishment. Just as a naughty child fears the discipline of its parents, so also we fear the wrath and the judgment of God, if not in this life, then in eternity. Yet in the midst of our guilt and distress, we can rejoice with a message of the Bible, Romans chapter 5. God demonstrated His own love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Instead of living with the fear that you will someday have to pay for your past mistakes, live with the joy and the knowledge that Jesus Christ loves you, and that on the cross of Calvary, He gave Himself up for us, for you, as an offering and a sacrifice to God. Yes, God in His perfect righteousness demands that all sins must be paid for. Every sin you have ever committed, His requirements have to be met. There is no alternative. And since our imperfect lives fall so far short of what our Lord demands, out of love for us, because we are unable to live the life He demands, God made special arrangements. Listen to this. Our loving and gracious Lord gave His only Son to pay the supreme price which He Himself demanded. Our Heavenly Father demanded it, and He also paid the price through His Son. The Bible proclaims that if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, someone who intercedes for us, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the expiation for our sins. He gives satisfaction for wrongs done, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And again the Bible tells us, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the expiation for our sins. This may sound ridiculous to us, but this is the beautiful message that the Bible proclaims. No greater love can ever be described in poetry, in music, or song than this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. No, don't let the devil burden your conscience with your past sins. Live with the concrete knowledge that your sins, which have provoked God's holy wrath, have been washed away by the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't reject God's offer of forgiveness by remaining indifferent to His message of love. There is no neutral ground. Jesus Christ said, "He who is not with me is against me." Place your faith in the forgiving and life-giving blood of Jesus Christ. The ruin and destruction caused by feelings of guilt will never be completely known on this side of heaven. Experts claim that guilt has played a major role in the deaths of many well-known musicians. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Elvis Presley, Keith Moon, Malcolm Owen, and others. John Bonham of Led Zeppelin owned a 100-acre farm, a fleet of luxury cars. He enjoyed everything money could buy, plus an income of $5 million each year. And yet he drank himself to death. Several rock musicians have tried to determine why this happens. A well-known magazine revealed that many are convinced that their fellow musicians suffer from intense guilt complexes. They know that they are overpaid. As a consequence, the article pointed out, they drink and drug themselves because they refuse to face the truth, which is that their music is of little value. You may not be a rock star earning $5 million a year, but you may be suffering from similar feelings of guilt, confusion, depression, and even worthlessness. You may be so ashamed of your past life, one filled with hatred, a broken home, and involving alcohol. Or you may be one of those individuals that most people would consider a pretty good person. And yet, your conscience is plagued by many of your petty sins. You may be burdened with hate in your heart toward your parents, your children, one of your neighbors, someone at work, or your spouse. It may seem impossible for this to be changed. As a result, you may be led to believe that you are of no value whatsoever to anyone. If you feel you are beyond hope and help, then listen to the beautiful words of our Lord Jesus Christ as he says to you, "He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." No, don't wait until you think your life is perfect before you turn to your loving and forgiving Lord. No one can live a perfect life. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ just as you are. He is waiting this moment to receive you, to forgive you, and to heal you and strengthen you. This Lord Jesus Christ who is calling you is the same one who made a loving and God-fearing man out of Matthew, the sinful tax collector. Jesus, who pleads with you to turn to him, is the one who healed the woman of an internal hemorrhage, something no doctors were able to do. This is the same Jesus who promised one of the thieves crucified with the Savior, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Imagine the love of Jesus, completely forgiving a man who had only minutes before mocked and ridiculed him. Oh, how sad it is that many people today have been led to believe that God is a superhuman spiritual tyrant, waiting to lovelessly pounce upon anyone who disobeys him. It is true, God indeed hates sin, and his perfect holiness cannot tolerate any type of sin whatsoever. But God is also patient, loving, and full of mercy. He is being patient with you. He is doing this because he wants you to spend eternity with him in heaven and not in the eternal fires of hell with the devil and all his evil angels. If you have wondered why God has not destroyed you for the mistakes that you have made, your answer is in the Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3, which proclaims, "Regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation." Yes, our Lord is waiting for you to turn to him. You may not have the strength, but he will give you the power to confess your sins, to trust in his mercy, and to amend your sinful life. But the Lord will not wait forever. He was patient with the people in Noah's day. After much grace, God's patience ran out, and the people were destroyed by the flood. God was patient with Sodom and Gomorrah. But again, his patience finally ran out, and those living a life of immorality, impurity, and evil passions were destroyed by his consuming fire. And God is also now patient with each one of us. He expects from us a repentant heart, only a simple and sincere expression of sorrow for our failure to live the life he requires. It is also the will of God that you and I, turn and trust completely in his way of salvation. There is no other way. trusting in our own merits and good deeds or even the life we live, will be of absolutely no value on the final day of judgment. God's love and forgiveness is vividly demonstrated in one of the most dramatic stories recorded in the New Testament. In the 7th chapter of the Gospel of John, we read where one day the enemies of Jesus brought to the Savior a woman caught in adultery. The Bible says that they put the woman in front of the crowd of people who had gathered and then said to Jesus, "This woman has been caught in adultery." "In the very act," they said. "According to the law," they continued, "Moses said she should be stoned to death." Then they turned and said to Jesus, "What do you say about her?" Jesus could see through all their crafty deception. Instead of walking into their net, he caught them in their own trap when he said, "Let the one of you who has not sinned throw the first stone." The power of the living word, like a two-edged sword, emanating from the lips of Jesus and directed at the stony hearts of the scribes and Pharisees, so convicted them of their dastardly, deceptive attempts to trick the Savior that the Bible states they were convicted by their own conscience and went out one by one, beginning with the eldest, until they had all gone. They realized that because of their own sinful lives, they had no right to condemn the adulterous woman. When only Jesus and the woman were left, the Savior turned to her in compassion and asked, "Did no one condemn you?" The woman said, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said to the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go home and do not sin anymore." As you listen to this broadcast, you may be aware of those who try to remind you of sins and mistakes of your past life. Some may even condemn you, shame you, or do anything possible to avoid you, and even hope to discredit you. Even your own relatives or members of your church may give you the cold treatment, but Jesus does not. He who has been given all power in heaven and on earth accepts you just as you are. You are forgiven. Live life today in the joy and the knowledge of this forgiveness. Rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the temptation to repeat your past mistakes. And if you should stumble, always realize that the Lord will pick you up and take you back. We will never become perfect in this life, but as forgiven sinners, you and I can live in the grace and the mercy of God. The Bible powerfully proclaims, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." What a depressing feeling for anyone to learn from the local bank or credit company that his debt is so great he will never be able to repay it, and the only way out is to declare bankruptcy. In the same way, because of our sins, mistakes, and shortcomings, we stand before God spiritually bankrupt, with no hope to save our souls. And yet, in His love and mercy, God has deposited into our spiritual bank account, the spiritual bank account of all people, $1 billion worth of forgiveness earned on the cross of Calvary. What great news it is to hear this message! How sad it is to realize that some people refuse to accept the forgiveness God is offering them. They refuse to trust in the saving power of the blood of Jesus Christ. The money indeed is in the bank, but they fail to believe the message, to write checks on the account, and as a result, their unbelief condemns them to be eternally separated from their loving Lord. Yes, believe in the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust completely in His sin-cleansing blood. Trust that God the Father will credit you with the righteousness of His Son. Then sing with the hymn writer, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains." Amen.